now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for every person that has listened to us. And I pray that, Lord, your light will shine upon them. I pray that breakthrough is their portion. I pray for our president in Zambia. I pray for every person right now, all our leaders, all our pastors, all our bishops, all our leaders, everywhere they are. Let your favor be upon them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We pray, Almighty Father, for One Love Radio. And we pray for our able engineer who's here all the time with us. May your blessing be with him in Jesus' name. Thank you now, and let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, may God bless you.
Proclaiming God's great love to the nations. This is One Love Radio.
Up next, the News Bulletin.
The Evening Main News Bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence. From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. The headlines: businesses urged to adopt fuel price hikes. Zambia police records 3.4% drop in crime. In international news, explosion at Burundi ammunition depot kills 13 civilians. In sports news, Malawi coach Pasua under fire. With the news in detail, I am Alex Sianga. The Zambia Police Service has recorded a decline in crime during the first quarter of 2026, with 19,202 cases reported between January and March, compared to 19,876 cases during the same period in 2026. According to the Inspector General of Police, Graphael Musamba, the reduction of 674 cases reflects a 3.4% decrease, signaling progress in crime prevention, community engagement, and the promotion of human rights. However, the service has raised concerns over persistent challenges such as gender-based violence and the rise in cyber crime. Mr. Musamba indicated that measures have been intensified to address these issues, including capacity building for frontline officers and nationwide public sensitization campaigns.
We continue to successfully implement in the service training programs. Among the programs that will be conducted will be the Women in Leadership course, the Senior Supervisory Management course for the officers in charge, the Criminal Investigations Officers course, and the Human Rights Based Approaches course. These initiatives are aimed at equipping officers with the competences required for modern policing and strengthening professionalism across the service. Instant mob justice needs for members of the public to respect the rule of law.
Kasama District residents have challenged the youth to avoid political violence in the run-up to August 13th general elections. Reacting to Republican Vice President Mutalo Nalumangu's recent visit to Paramount Chief Chitimukulu at his palace, the residents say peace is important in uniting the country and in maintaining of the national values and principles. Speaking in Kasama during the Kickstart Breakfast Show, Kasama Bread of Church International Elder Crispin Mutambo says citizens must take it upon themselves to pray for the country to curb unwanted behaviors amongst the individuals during this election period.
Then on the part of having peace, what I can say lastly for us believers is that Like the Bible says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Let's pray for the politician, let's pray for our president, and pray for other political parties, the opposition political parties, so that our country Zambia, one mother Zambia, may continue to enjoy the peace. Thank you so much. The Lord bless you even as you live with excellence. Thank you.
The Zambian business development and marketing expert James C. Chuala has attributed the recent fuel price adjustment by the Energy Regulation Board to raising international oil prices and the depreciation of the kwacha against the United States dollar. He explained that ongoing geopolitical tension in the Middle East have driven up crude oil prices on the global market, a development that has directly affected Zambia, which heavily depends on fuel import. He noted that exchange rate pressure have further compounded the situation, pushing democratic fuel prices high.
This entails obviously that with these price increases, which are largely driven by the global oil markets and local exchange rate dynamics, which I've alluded to earlier on, it will mean that it will trigger higher logistics costs for transporting goods, including farm produce. As we start harvesting, the cost of transporting the crops, the grains, will definitely be very high. From the small medium enterprises perspective, it will reduce profit margin significantly, because the cost of transporting these goods to the customers or to the end users will obviously be very high.
Kamala Ward Councillor Mindus Mata has called on relevant authorities, public health authorities from Lusaka City Council, Ministry of Local Government and the Ministry of Health to be proactive in taking action against the property owners that violate public health standards. The civic leader has raised serious concerns on the sewer discharge that has continued to flood the entire downtown shopping mall near car park for over 6 months, describing the situation as an intolerable health hazard to both customers and traders operating in the area. Councillor Smata has wondered why health inspectors have not revoked the health and trading license of such a prominent mall for violating health standards. The civic leader has urged relevant authorities not to wait for presidential directives to act on routine matters of public health.
And what needs to be done first and foremost is to withdraw the health permit that has been issued to airing properties, as well as revoke trading licenses. Because before you can be given a trading license, and in particular a health license, inspectors have to ensure that all issues to do with public health are in order, so that the people that use those facilities or trade in those facilities are not in any way exposed to the risk of contracting diseases like cholera, which could easily spread beyond this location to other compounds.
The United Party for National Development, UPND, Deputy Youth Chairman Trevor Mwindi has stated that the party's administration has empowered many young people across various sectors of the country. He says the leadership of President Hakainde Hichilema has created opportunities that are enabling youths to actively participate in national development, particularly through initiatives aimed at improving access to resources, skills development, and economic empowerment. The youth chairman noted that from entrepreneurship to education and community development, many young people are now benefiting from government's programs, adding that this progress reflects the administration's commitment to inclusive growth and youth-driven development.
After having identified and defined concisely, precisely, who a youth is, the new donor administration started rolling out programs. Before we knew it, the Citizenship Empowerment Commission was also rolling out programs to the youth and women within the budget structure of whatever amount of money they had. They had not less than 30% for the youth projects. Then you'd also be interested to know that in this country, Zambia, about 75% or 74%, according to the UNFPA program and survey, which was done in 2023-2022, you may be interested to know that about 74 to 75% of the farmers in this country are actually youths.
The Zambia Compulsory Standard Agency.